There's an old saying that goes, well begun is half done. In other words, the way you begin a project is, though admirable, not the same as carrying the project out. It's important that you start strong, yes, but you must also finish strong. Sir Isaac Newton stated he didn't believe he had any advantage over other men, except that whatever he thought of as worthy of beginning, he had plenty of determination to continue until he had accomplished his goal. Newton understood that it wasn't worth beginning a task if you weren't committed to completing it. If you have the determination to begin a task, you ought to have sufficient drive to see it through to the end. The Apostle Paul put it this way in his first letter to the church in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 24 and following. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air. But I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that, after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. You might be in the middle of a project where the going has gotten a bit harder than expected. Don't give up. Go back to those beginning moments when you started the task. Ask yourself why it was important to begin with. Return to the time when your convictions and determination were high, especially in matters of spiritual significance. And when you're tempted to quit, remember the prize God has waiting for you at the finish line. Remember, well begun is half done.